What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of The Huddle is brought to you by the Athletic Club Oakland, my go-to sports bar in the East Bay. Look, this will be a shock to no one. I love watching sports, and I love it even more while at a sports bar. But to be honest, there is a long period of time where I just couldn't find one I actually liked. I'd find a spot that had TVs, but the food sucked ass, or a place that had good food, but they wouldn't show the game I wanted, and the inside felt dark and depressing. It was always some trade-off or sacrifice, and that's finally done now. The ACO is exactly what I'm looking for without sacrifice. They have a huge space, including an outdoor spot where they shut down an entire street and called it the Town Gardens. They have more than 100 televisions, which can and will show every game you ask for, and they have great food. The ACO has everything you need to comfortably watch your favorite team in any sport at any time with passionate fans. I love it, and I'm pretty damn sure you will too. The Athletic Club Oakland, where sports fans get everything they want every day they want it.
We're going to bring y'all into our huddle.
You are in. We're huddled with me, Bram, and this is an emergency podcast. We're on the other side here of a huge fucking deal. So big of a deal. There's no time for intros, but I will say this, man, giving credit where it's due. This deal feels like it's going to define the latter half of Steph's legacy. It's a huge move. It's something we're going to be talking about for a while. And because of that, I had to bring on our biggest gun. I'm talking about someone who knows what the fuck they're talking about, someone who's loved by the Warriors community, someone who's willing to speak their mind. I'm talking about Bonte Hill. What's going on, Bonte?
Well, I don't know if I'm the biggest pull you can got. Maybe CJ Holmes and pick up the phone or Kyle Retardo left you on red or something like that. So you guys are desperate. So I decided to join you, Bram. Hi, Maxine. How you doing, man? Good to see you. Good to see the air. The summer locks look like they're great. Bram, got to say, man, it's always good to see you, Bram. You walking the dog, 10 o'clock in the morning. What a life for you, man. What a life.
Okay, would you settle down? I think we both know I was walking around with my dog having left work, and I'll have you know I sent out one text message, one, and it was directly to you. So, I mean, there you go, dude. You were the biggest gun. And here, let me start this way because rapid fire, dude. Not only do we have the draft coming up, not only do you have a bunch of responsibilities, you're on your way to like swim class or ballet, some shit. So I mean, we got to fit this into your
business. What a day, right? What a day. What a day. The trade happened. I'm getting baby Chaz showered and washing the shampoo out of her hair and, you know, brushing her hair. It's just me and her. I'm like, boy, I haven't checked my phone in over 45 minutes. That's a long time for you, boy. What's going on here? And Shasky's calling me. Joe Shasky is calling me. Oh, he's like screaming, whoa, whoa, whoa. Something happened? He goes, you see what happened? He's like, what are you talking about? The trade. And I'm like, what trade? Oh, that trade. After scrolling through, like, and here I am 4 hours later, still stunned. I don't know what to think about it. I don't, like, I Did they sell long Jordan Poole? Like, Chris Paul is a Golden State Warrior? Chris Paul?
I panicked. My head's still spinning. If you had called me this morning and said, look, either Chris Paul or Denzel Washington is going to join the Golden State Warriors today, I would have watched He Got Game to remind myself of Denzel's, like, skill set. There's no way. Yeah. I got a text message after the trade happened, but before I knew what it was about, and it was from a friend who was talking about Paul and said, well, Chris can, you know, hit the open 15-footer, and he's good leadership-wise. And I texted him back, why the fuck are we talking about Chris Paul? Like, what are you texting me about? And it's only because I had no idea this was coming, man.
It's funny. This morning on the show, Bram, not to cut you off, but I was telling Shasky, like, last night, after the Marcus Smart deal and the Giants won, I ended up staying up till like 12:30, which is sacrilegious when you do morning radio, right? You're getting up 4:35 in the morning. But I was like, you know, I got to take all these notes. I just did a deep dive of like, who could the Warriors possibly move? Because I felt like a blockbuster was coming. And that was just off a hunch that I had. I didn't know who else took it. Like, just, the Warriors going to make a splash. I feel like they want to let it be known that, hey, Bob Myers is not here. It's a new regime. And we're going to put our fingerprints on the next wave, the next few years of Golden State Warriors basketball. And so I said it on the show today. I was like, you know, Shasky, I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel like something big is brewing. Something big is brewing at Chase Center. Well, what do you know? Something big happened. And quite frankly, I don't think they're done. I think this is the first of a couple dominoes to fall here. I really do.
I've got a question for you down the line. I've been following your Twitter account, as you know, and you said I'd be shocked if Kuminga is still here in 2 weeks. But I tell you what, we'll get there.
I did delete that tweet, Bram. I deleted that tweet because I didn't want to look like a fool.
Well, then never mind. And that never happened. I was just joking.
We know it.
I was just joking. But before we get into analytics, because I want to know what you think about this trade, give me an emotional take. All right. And here's the question, because I feel like all of us are kind of wrestling with this. Can you root for Chris Paul, man? You know, just straightforward, before what he brings to the table as a basketball player, the relationship we've built with him as an opponent over all these years, how do you feel about that? Do you think it'll be hard to welcome him into Golden State?
This one's going to be interesting. Richard Sherman with the 49ers was one thing. You know, Deion Sanders coming over from the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, we rooted for Swaggy P, although he wasn't a villain on the level of Chris Paul, right? I mean, we love Swaggy. This one's different. I can't think of anything at the moment that makes me scream like, boy, are Warrior fans going to give him a standing ovation on opening night? Like, this one is strange because of all the vitriol that Warrior fans have had for Chris Paul and his style of basketball. Like, look, he's a great player. He's going into the Hall of Fame. He's one of the five best point guards of all time. But the way he started flopping, some of the antics, and then the injuries in the most important moments of his career, you know, in the playoffs, 2018, 2019, he's banged up. You know, during the finals with the Phoenix Suns, he's banged up. Last year, he couldn't even make it through the first round. He's always banged up at the wrong part of the season. And so for this one and Warrior fans, this is brutal. Like, this one is good. Like, it's going to take, it's going to take a championship, I think, for Warrior fans to fully embrace Chris Paul. Honestly, if they fall short of a championship, Warrior fans, I believe the majority of them will say, this was dumb. You should have took Paul. You should have picked him over whoever. You gave up on the 23-year-old who is having, or 24 now, who gave you 20 points a game in what was deemed a bad season by a lot of people. I get it. He was number four in the league in total turnovers, Jordan Poole, that is. But this one's a tough one, man. I'm still having a hard time processing things like, well, how's it going to look?
Yeah.
You know, is he going to be in the finishing lineup? Is he going to start?
Yep.
I mean, what's it going to look like with him and Draymond on the floor? What's it going to look like with him and Steph? Like, I just have all these question marks, and I'm thinking to myself, well, they can't be done yet. That's the only plausible explanation I can come up with right now, is they just can't be done yet. Because if they are done, and this is the move they made, I still don't believe they're better than Denver. I don't believe they're better than the Lakers. I don't see them being more than a second-round team, if that, with this move alone. They're probably looking to attach 19 and somebody else, whether it's Jonathan Kuminga. Heck, it could be Andrew Wiggins. I have no idea. What if it's Klay Thompson, for crying out loud? Who knows what the heck is going to happen right now? I'm stunned, and I don't know how Warrior fans are going to wrap their head around this one. It's going to take some time.
I completely agree with you. Working backwards, yeah. I do not know how the hell this is ultimately going to play out. And we're going to cover a couple of those angles, you know, as we go forward in this podcast. But as far as can I root for him, dude, I've sports hated Chris Paul for as long as I've known how to sports hate. You know, that's been true for me across the board. And it's not just, so you're right. Flopping, yes. Injuries, yes. Lack of postseason success, yes. All of that. There's also been direct animosity against the Warriors. You know, his relationship with Steph was kind of bully-ish early on. And then there's that meme, right? The clip between he and Steve Kerr, where he smiles with Steve Kerr and then turns his back and does that other thing. So we've learned to hate this dude. This feels like one of the Fast and Furious movies where they take like the villain and then the next movie is like, oh, now he's part of the team and everything's fine.
Right.
I have never done this just straightforward as a fan. And I'm not sure what to do with it. Maxime, how are you? Do you think you could root for him, man? You generally speaking are like kinder and all those things that annoy me. And you give people, you know, like a fresh chance. Where are you on this? Are you fine with Chris?
I'm having a really hard time. I'm having a really hard time. There's so many reasons. I feel like the beginning of this run, our biggest rival was the CP3-led Clippers. And then where does he move? To the Houston Rockets, which, I mean, like, I don't remember who I hated more between James Harden and Chris Paul, but, like, I hated them, you know, and then he moves on to the Suns, and we don't have that same rivalry, but I don't know if, right, there's this weird subculture of the Reddit community called NBA Circle Jerk, and literally the picture of him getting his ankles broken by Paul George is the cover of the subreddit, right? Like, he is the poster child of absurdity in the league. I can't handle it. I don't know what I'm having a very difficult time.
Dude, if you did word association with Warrior fans, right? I mean, across the board, and you gave them Chris Paul, not everybody would pick the same word, but everybody would have picked something negative before today. You know, like it would have been like a smorgasbord of ugly takes. And to walk that back, you know, and Bonta, you're right. They win a title. All's forgiven. You know what I mean? We are all good. And I'm not above rooting for an asshole. I rooted for Barry Bonds my entire life. You know, like if you succeed for my team, I'm on board for it. But I tell you what, let's transition. All right. Glass half full, Bonte. This is where we look back, you know, at recent Warriors news. Give us something you like, something you don't. Let's be real specific. Okay. So here's the deal. The Warriors give up Jordan Poole, 24 years old, averaged 20.4 points and 16.7 falls a game last year. They also gave up draft picks. They gave up a protected first in 2020 or 2030 and a second in 2027. And they get back Chris Paul, who is 38 years old and averaged 13.9 points and 8.9 assists last year. So give me something to like, Bonte. What do you like about this deal?
I like the fact you're going to get a guy who knows who he is at this point. And Chris Paul knows who he is.
Yep.
Right? He's a point guard who's aging, who has a very good IQ. One of the best IQs we've seen, right? He's going to know where to get the ball. He can hit an open shot consistently. There's no doubt about that. Mid-range jumpers automatic. But my concern is, again, in this system where they like to play 0.5 basketball, where they don't like to hold the basketball, the pace they love to play at, up and down in transition. You know, on a team that's getting older with Steph, Clay, and Dre, who are not going to play many back-to-backs. Well, is Chris Paul going to play many back-to-backs? Will he start in place of Steph and Curry? Will he be able to navigate through another regular season in a contract year? I like the player. I respect the player. I respect his accolades. But at the moment, I'm just having a tough time wrapping my head around giving up on a 24-year-old who helped you win a championship and I believe has a bright future. You know, and you gave up picks where could you have gotten Chris Paul on the buyout market?
So that's a problem. I mean, 100% right.
Was that an option? Because it felt like he didn't have to do this. You could have maybe, if you're going to give up Jordan Poole, maybe go ahead and go get Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby for him. You know what I'm saying? Or detach something else to it. I don't know. It just felt like you could have had Chris Paul in the buyout market And
you're supposed to be making me feel better right now, Bonte, and you're not.
I'm sorry.
The category is things you like to hear. Let me talk you into
it. Okay, I'm sorry, Reb. I know, you heard my long pause.
I got nervous. I'm sweating now.
I'm like Maxine, man. I just don't know what to think about it right now because everybody I've talked to just does not like the deal.
Okay,
I mean, I've talked to former players. I've talked to people who work in front offices, who work on teams. I'm texting everybody. And I'm like 5% of the people that I text are saying, yeah, I think it could work. 95% of the people I text, which has been a lot of people in the last 3.5 hours, are like, I don't get it. Okay. I don't get it. So
multiple things here. Thing number one, I didn't get any fucking text from you. So well, I'm a little upset there.
I
could have got a text. All I'm saying
I knew I was coming on with you, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I had to save it.
You know, I love you because I know how that text would have went.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Okay, here. Number two, let me be a part of the 5%. Let me see if I can talk you into it. All right. And I don't even know if I believe all of this, but I want to say it. And then let's see if we can agree on it. All right.
We're being honest here.
I know, which is exactly what we want, man. I have talked to a few people who I trust, and here's what they've convinced me of, that the Golden State has decided that Poole and Draymond cannot coexist.
Yep.
If that is true, and who knows, if that is true and they had to pick one thing I like about this deal, I'm glad they picked Draymond. You know, of the two, if we're going for another title between Jordan Poole and Draymond Green, Draymond Green solidifies or at least helps those title chances much more. So there's number one. Number two, Poole's contract, too much. I haven't given up on him. I do believe in him, but I've been doing these weird trade machine moves recently just to kind of, you know, see who was out there. And you know what got hammered home for me? Poole's getting paid more than Andrew Wiggins. That's bananas, dude. You know, like now that we've seen it, not being stuck under that contract, that's worth saying. I like that they're going all the way in. You know, there's no more two title windows. They've decided. And that's what you were saying, like, you know, I don't think this is the only move. I agree with you. I think they've decided let's capitalize on Steph. And shit, dude, I like some things about Chris Paul. Number one, he matches up perfectly with Steph's title window. There's no question about it. Number two, he is fucking desperate for a title. Desperate for a title. And in a roster that might be filled with people who aren't complacent, but feel like, you know, shit, dude, they've already done a lot. Maybe they don't need another one. To have that kind of spur under the saddle, to have someone there who is desperate for the first, could be really useful, you know? And finally, or at least worth saying, his impact on people like Kuminga and Moody, second unit guys, I'm here for. Because we saw it in Phoenix. Yeah. You know, he comes in with young guys and teaches them the reins. This is how you succeed.
He does. But my thing is, will Kuminga be here?
Yeah,
you know, but I don't know if he's going to be here.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The contact situation is a very valid point, something, you know, that I'm glad you brought up, because I get the money aspect in this whole new CBA deal with the second tax apron and the lack of the ability or the inability to sign guys to mid-level exceptions like they did over the past with Otto Porter Jr. Yep. Veteran minimums or guys like Dante DiVincenzo. It does release some cash. There's no doubt about you. It gives you some more wiggle room in the future if you want to move off from Chris Paul. So that is true. I get that aspect of it. I get the aspect of it. What this, you know, as fans, and look, Dunleavy Jr., I think Mike Dunleavy Jr. is going to do a great job as a GM. I really do. I like Dunleavy Jr. in his spot. But already he's behind the eight ball, not only because of the deal, because we took him at his word when he said, we expect Jordan Poole to be here for at least the next 4 years.
Yeah, yep.
Like he was in their plans. Although in the same breath, he did say a lot of people are calling about these guys, so we know they have value. So maybe he tipped his hand there.
Yeah.
We have to take whatever he says with a grain of salt and just basically judge Mike Dunleavy Jr. by his actions, not his words. So that's one thing. Bob Myers basically told us what it is, and Bob Myers is very truthful, very transparent,
yep.
Maybe to a fault, but that's who he was. So now we know, okay, this is who Mike Dunleavy Jr. is. He's going to make some shrewd moves behind the scenes, and we can't really take what he says at a podium 100%, right? We can't take what he says with any validity. We got to wait to see what he actually does behind the scenes. And I'm not calling him a liar. He's got to do what he has.
That's a great read.
Things change. I get it. But the other part is, too, what you said there, Jordan Poole and Draymond Green existing in the same locker room or trying to be partners in the same locker room. Obviously, that hung over the team's head all season long. It was caused by Draymond Green, but it really separated this team, which is why they won 11 games on the road, which is why Steph Curry gave the speech he gave before Game 7 against Sacramento, which is why Steve Kerr went on that podcast with Draymond Green basically saying that we had guys who were worried about theirs and their minutes, not knowing when they were going to play. But you know what? The vets kind of created that environment. So at least we got that out the way. We don't have to say, oh, it's Jordan Poole and Draymond Green getting along together, blah, 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 blah. No, we don't have to hear that anymore. So those are truths, Fram. You make some solid points there. Again, the second unit would be better with Chris Paul. But how long is he going to last? How many minutes can he play per night? Can he play at the pace that the Warriors want to play? Or Steve Kerr could adjust his system, a system he refused to adjust for the youngsters, which they probably should have been playing basic pick and roll instead of read and react. What is he going to do with Chris Paul?
Yep.
Chris Paul loves to hold the ball and dribble, 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 pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball, look for a screen to play pick and roll. Is Steve Kerr cool with that? Does Steve Kerr like this move? So there are some things to like, but right now I don't see a lot of things to like. I see a lot more things to dislike about this move as opposed to liking it.
No, you're not wrong. I'll join you. I wish they had gotten two healthy hamstrings as part of the deal as well. I mean, I've been making fun of Chris Paul's health the entire time I've been a Warriors fan. You also hit the nail on the head. If they could have gotten this guy without giving up anything, if he was going to get bought out, and then, you know, and you can get the same contract for like $5 million as opposed to $30 million, that's a pretty big fucking deal. And he's also not the only option. So I was going to ask you this later on, but I mean, I looked at the contracts. Some other names out there who have already been traded or who will be traded: Marcus Smart, Kristaps Porzingis, Kyle Kuzma. We probably could have gotten any of those guys at the same time. So, you know, was this the best deal to ultimately make? I'm not sure. And I don't know what to do. It's been a few hours now. Most of the time I'd be able to manufacture an opinion I could stick by now. You know, I might change it in a couple of days, but I'd have a go-to, but I really don't. I am all over the board on this, and I'm not sure about it. Maxime, you look concerned. What do you got?
No,
Maxime looks like me.
Well, no, because I think we're all sort of, we're Jekyll and Hyde-ing it over here, you know? But I think it's very clear, not just between the three of us, but by what's going on in the comments section, by the number of people that are jumping onto this live stream. I mean, this is This is a hot button issue for the Warriors. People are not happy about it. And with good reason, we have hated Chris Paul more than anybody for the longest time. And yet, it's a testament that we're still sitting here being like, oh, I don't exactly know how to feel about it. There's something here, right? Let me just toss some additional stats at you. Put this together a minute ago, right? Chris Paul versus Jordan Poole. We're talking pretty much an equivalent amount of minutes played over the course of the season. And then you go down the line, my goodness, right? Lower on personal fouls. Chris Paul almost averaging 9 assists a game to Jordan Poole's 4.5. He's averaging more steals. He's averaging 1.9 turnovers to Jordan Poole's 3.1. We know that he's going to be not just more careful with the ball, but more capable of distributing in an offense where then if we play him with Moody, with Kuminga, with Patrick Baldwin Jr., with whoever we get with this 19th pick, we know that we're going to get productivity out of everybody because he's a really smart basketball player. So there's a lot to be excited for if you stop thinking about him as the person that we always have hated, Chris Paul, and just think about him as a backup replacement point guard. Now, then you take it to the next step, right? Like, let's look at a little bit of a shot chart distribution, right? One of the things that we loved about Sean Livingston, right, that we loved about David West, that we, right, there's a redundancy that we had with Jordan Poole that is now gone with Chris Paul. If you look at the way, the places on the court that they're shooting the ball from, I mean, Chris Paul is just capable and actually very excellent in the mid-range, which we know when the game slows down, when we get into the playoffs, the mid-range game becomes way more important. Jordan Poole is doing cool things at the rim and obviously is a fantastic three-point shooter, but that's a redundancy that we have with Steph Curry's ability to finish at the rim and Klay Thompson and Steph Curry's ability to shoot threes from the outside. So I'm not particularly, you know, this is a much better positional fit as well. And then I'll throw it out one last thing, right? Because I think what we're saying, basically, Bram is saying, I wish we could get hamstrings as a part of this. The hamstring thing is important. What we don't want to have is, as you see, Chris Paul is going to come to the bench. We're not going to be seeing 32-minute Chris Paul. We're going to be seeing like 20, 24-minute Chris Paul. So he's a lot less likely to get hurt. And yet there's this curse where every time we get to the playoffs, surprise, surprise, Chris Paul has an injury. He's not going to be able to be productive for us when we need him the most. But there's an example, right? There's a point of comparison here. And that is your boy, Otto Porter Jr. If you look at, right, just look at the years that he played. Obviously, he gets injured. We're seeing 15 games in 2019, 14 games in 2020, 28 games in 2021. And then all of a sudden, he comes to the Warriors and he's playing 63 games. Like, if there is an organization that is capable of getting somebody who has a history of injury to not have an injury in the season that we need it the most, it's Rick Celebrini, right? It's this coaching staff. It's this organization. So I think there's a lot of reason as we move away from thinking about Chris Paul. And listen, I'm just as uncomfortable about all of this as the rest of you. So I'm not trying to say, hey, let's start, you know, let's get ready for the standing ovation on game one. But I think that there is a lot to like here. And it might not be a move that should be as readily panned by the Warriors as I think our emotions are allowing us to feel.
Dude, let's start negative and then go positive. Negative. Another thing I don't like, how fucking deep the West is. If the Warriors could cruise to another playoff spot, if it's just guaranteed, you know, like the season we had KD, if all we had to do is show up and we'd make the playoffs so that we could just baby step Chris Paul in, he's giving us no minutes until the playoffs, I'd feel way better about this. But positive thing. Give us that first slide again, Maxine, the one that compared the stats. Here's the stat that sticks out most to me. If I could change one thing in this, one thing to make me feel better about the move, it'd be the names. You take away Chris Paul on that, you know, just take away Chris Paul, and then we're looking at all the rest of this, we'd feel infinitely better. You know, we'd have a person who we know can deliver under clutch moments when he's healthy, and that's exactly what we didn't have with Jordan Poole last year. So I can see the upside if we called this, you know, anyone else, if we had another name for it, if it was like Michael Brunson or something, and these were the minutes, we'd feel a lot better about this. But let's go bottom line, because Bonte, I promised you we'd go quick, and here we are. I'm keeping you from your daughter and the draft. So here's bottom line number one, and this is, we are hours away. This all understands. We might change these opinions, you know, depending on what happens. But as you see it here right now, bottom line, are the Warriors' title chances better right now than they were this morning before the trade?
As of right now, I feel like it's about the same. Now, it could be elevated because what happened in that locker room last season, additions by subtractions, right? That's a thing. And when you get that continuity, because let's be real, Steph loves Dre loves Clay, they love each other. Then you still have Andrew Wiggins and Kevon Looney, and they could accept Chris Paul. Maybe that helps them get to a Western Conference final as opposed to a second-round beatdown at the hands of the L.A. Lakers.
Yeah.
As of right now, I'll say they're slightly better than they were a season ago. As of right now, slightly better than they were, because Chris Paul will not turn the ball over. Those are great numbers, Maxime. He's not going to turn the ball over like Jordan Poole. He's not going to be slipping all over the place like Jordan Poole. And even though I believe it's a traffic cone on defense, at least he knows where to be on defense, where Jordan Poole just got lost over and over and over and over again. Chris Paul's going to be better on that end of the floor, even though he's a lot older and a lot slower than he used to be. So as of right now, they're slightly better than they were a season ago.
You started this podcast off with something I hadn't thought about, which I thought was a dynamite take, and it's making me a little bit sad. So here, first I'll give you my take. Do I think this helps them win a title? Are they in a better position? Yeah, and I'll make it even more specific. I think it helps this core give them a better shot at one more title. You know, maybe like if you were going to trade Draymond, if you were going to consider trading Klay, there might be other moves that would make this team better suited to win a title. But if what we're doing is one more run, you know, with this core, I think this is the best chance to reach that, which leads to the way you started this pod and the sticking out in my mind. Does this give him a better shot to beat Denver specifically? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, and here's my bottom line. I think if Chris Paul is healthy, I think he really, really helps us on the floor. And I think we do have a better shot. But there's no guarantee he's going to be on the floor. And so this was a home run swing to define home run swings. Either it really works out, you know, or this is how the dynasty ends. And if it ends with Chris Paul, you know, that's it's kind of upsetting, you know.
No doubt. And look, we don't know what Jordan Poole can become. He may average all the points in the world in Washington, but are they going to win because of the pieces around him? Probably not. You know, he had a down year and maybe got exposed being higher up on the scouting report.
Yeah.
We shall see. I think the world of Jordan Poole, I think he works his ass off. I think he got a raw deal last season. And I understand, you know, yeah, sure, you got to be a professional. But when you're 23 years old and the things that happened to him this past season, those things happen. I understand why that attitude was bad. I understand why at times he was sulking. And so, look, for all parties, and I said this during the season, maybe Jordan Poole just needs a fresh start. Well, you know what? He got it. And now we welcome in Chris Paul.
This is such some supervillain shit, by the way. This is something the Patriots would do. That we'd had a 24-year-old who got punched in the face by somebody else, and that was the person we shipped out. You were like, oh, thanks a lot for all your contributions. Get the fuck out, yo. I mean, bring in a supervillain to push us forward. Maxime, answer that question. Does this make us more suited to win a title this year?
I don't think so. I don't think it makes us less suited. You know, this is a salary dump move at the end of the day, right? I saw a tweet from Andrew Sharp who said, you know, at least we're doing one thing, because he's a Wizards fan, at least we're doing one thing that we never did with Nick Young, which is pay him $130 million. And like, you know, it's funny, but you can see the perception from the other side of it is that, you know, we needed to get off Jordan Poole's contract. This is coming a year ahead of the new CBA terms with the new second apron. And there's all sorts of shit that we're dealing with that isn't just about the on-court production that may allow us to actually contend for more than just the next year. So like you said at the beginning, Bonte, I don't think this is the end. I don't think this is now what the roster is going to look like. I would not be surprised to see some additional moves. You know, who knows? But I think this is setting us up to be a little bit more flexible. And so if this is the first domino to fall instead of the only domino to fall, then yeah, we could be on our way to a roster that is more capable of contending for a title this year.
Bonte, can you imagine how frustrated you would be if you're a Wizards fan? If like the year after one of the best prospects has ever been available in the history of the game, that's when they're like, you know what? We're trying to lose now. Like we're laying down and we're giving up all our time. Like, what the fuck? Why did you do it last year?
What they're doing is not making any sense. The fact that they finally got a first round pick that's top 20 protected is a shame. It's really a shame that we have franchises like that in professional sports who just do not care. Like the Wizards just do not care about winning. That's what that screams to me. They don't care. They don't care.
Factually accurate. All right. Last three questions. I'm going to give you names. You tell me yes or no. All right. Here the question is, would you have preferred this player to Chris Paul? All right. Name number one, Marcus Smart.
Wow. I would have rather have him than Chris Paul.
Yep, me too.
I would rather have him than Chris Paul.
Me too. He's getting paid $18 to $21 million, and he's going to be with us for the next 3 years. Kristaps Porzingis, would you prefer him?
I'm not on Kristaps. I'm not a big.
Same for you, Maxine?
Yeah, same. So I don't trust it.
Yeah.
Back up to Marcus Smart. Would you have done the same for that, Maxine? Yes or no for him?
No.
No. I'd say yes for Marcus Smart, no for Porzingis. Finally, Kyle Kuzma. You know, he's the guy left holding the bag, although he's out of Washington. He just opted out to nobody's surprise. He only got $13 million had he opted in. Would you prefer him?
I would prefer Kyle Kuzma. Another wing, guy who could defend, long, athletic. He has his shortcomings, but I would have preferred Kuzma over CP3.
I'm going to add a secret name that I didn't have on my list here, but that just came to me. If the Clippers called you right now and they secretly told you, look, we got to blow this up. The Kawhi Paul George thing isn't working. This, you know, we just need a restart. We will give you Paul George right now for Chris Paul. Would you say yes or no?
Absolutely yes. Are you kidding me? In a heartbeat.
Bonte, as much as I hated that you didn't text me to get my opinion about this, I appreciated you joining us today, man. You are the man. Guys, real deal. Man. Come on.
Love you guys, man.
You know, Brent, we love you too.
We got to get you in studio soon. You and Maxine, we want to make that happen in the next week, honestly.
Can't wait.
We want to get you guys in there in next week, seriously. We'll make it happen. You guys are always being good to me. I love the Warriors Huddle. You guys are growing left and right. You got graphics out here, man. I mean, this podcast has grown so much, man. And I'm glad I'm still a part of it. You guys haven't forgotten about me. I have to get screenshots like Kareth Burke and Connor Latorno and CJ Holmes and Marcus Thompson and Tim Roy and all my co-hosts and partner in crime, Joe Shasky the Butcher. You guys actually haven't forgotten about me yet. So thank you for that.
Meant what I said. I sent out one fucking text message and it was to you today. For people who need way more Bonte Hill in their life, dude, where do they go?
Well, they don't want more Bonte Hill, but you may be forced to get more Bonte Hill these days. At Bonte Hill on Twitter, 9570game.com, Warner Rose, 6 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. And boy, we'll have some takes tomorrow. They're going to be flying. Phone lines already set up.
I can't wait. We'll be listening. We appreciate you. And this has taken longer than I promised, so I won't even get an outro. Get out of here. Go Chris Paul, I guess. And we'll talk to everybody real soon.
Hey. CP3, welcome to the Bay, baby.
Welcome to the Bay. Let's go.
Good.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.